in building an amp, the problem that Yaakov Avinu foresaw is the fact that mitzad echad you need everybody must battle to the melech, everybody must battle to the am. Mitzad sheni, you need to be a rabid individual. We don't want a bunch of groupies being mevatel to the melech. We want a bunch of rabid, fully functional individuals. So that was going to be the steer, and that was the problem that Yaakov was dealing with. That manifested, these two tafkidi manifested itself in the machlokes between Yosef and the brothers. Yosef, being the tzadi gomor, felt that was the correct derech. The priority was these butlers to the melech, to the tzadik. Whereas the Shvatim felt that wasn't a derech for everybody, and therefore they focused more on building the individuals. David HaMelech is ki yochid v'oni ani. You see that? Isn't that beautiful? People think David HaMelech's tehillim is just like, you know, it's just nice words. Ki yochid v'oni ani. He's telling me his whole mahus. I'm a yochid. I'm a rabid individual. V'oni ani. I'm completely mevatel to the am. That's the mahus of Yudah. Less lemigami klumah, nothing of my own. And at the same time, I'm out there doing everything. I'll pursue my enemies of the Yalkut that we always bring, our famous Yalkut. We should get a copy and everyone should walk around with it in their pocket. I will chase my enemies and I will overtake them and I will conquer them. And Hashem says, Vani Oisakei. What do we see? We see Hashem. But what about David? David's doing everything. We see Hashem. Chizkiah goes to sleep, same thing. Vani Oisakei, Hashem says. It's the same Hashem with David. You see just as much Hashem as David is. You see through Chizkiyahu. The Milo of David is he can do everything, totally actualized, and you still, all you see is Hashem. Chizkiyahu Melech, to do that, he has to go to sleep and get out the way completely. That's the extreme and then the two in the middle. Okay.
There's some contradiction with taker and giver. Who receive, it's who give. So it's
why is this like that? How are you allowed to give somebody covered? Rob walks in, you stand up for him, you're giving him covered. How are you allowed to do that? Why aren't you ever lifna either? Covered's the biggest poison for a person. For a person, covered is the biggest poison. There's no bigger poison than a covered. Whoa. Tavzov Hashem. I mean, let's get down to the ground here. Hashem we'll bring in later. Tavzov Hashem for the meantime. The Torah says that you've got to stand up. Your Rebbe walks in, you've got to stand up. There's all halachas about standing up. Yeah. Dalit Amos, Pandalamadadas, Rebbe, move up. No, the God Lado, all different dinim about giving cover to another person. Yeah? It's the biggest poison. You're destroying this person. How are you allowed to do that?
For yourself.
For yourself. You stood up for him. You stood up for him. You're being Michel the guy. You're giving him an isoin that he may not be able to handle. He's not beyond that. He's not, if he's beyond that, then he's a malach, then he's not a human being. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol went into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and Kippur, how many times? Chazal say? 90 times or something. He had to be Kodesh V'Torah. What happened to him in the end? Naset Stuki, became a Reform Rebbe. Yeah, Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. Machlekes, if it was our Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, the father of Matisyahu and all of them, another pity that it wasn't, but according to the shit in the Gemara that it was him, Yaakov Shtei. Abba, we're gonna Zaydi for Pesach. No. Zaydi came a form rabbi. He's eating milk at the Seder. It's not. We don't eat Zaydi's matzahs anymore. 90 years of going in and out of the Kodesh HaKadosh is beyond that. How can you be mixing somebody in covered? We asked the question: how can you give covered to somebody when it's poison? Why aren't you ever lifna iver? Every time you stand up for a rov, you're causing a major nisoin in covered. Covered's a destructor, destroys you. The person who's going off the covered is finished. So if Yisrael Salantis, sorry. But how did Hashem tell you to do something to another person that's causing him enormous nisayness? You're right, but you're trying to understand how could Hashem command you to do something that's over an isav, lifneiva. So Rav Yisrael Salantis says when it comes to middles, there's no lifneiva. Halakha Psuka from Rav Yisrael Salantis. There is no lifneiva. There's no lifneiva. Go understand, I'm not understanding, there is no lifneiva. You have to give cover to somebody, you have to give cover to me, not Ofer Lifneiva. He has an Isoin now that he has to deal with, but you're not Ofer Lifneiva. All the middas, he says. all the middles, he says. We're not talking about the Rav Moshe Feinsteins of the world, or the Rav Yaakov Kamenetzis, can't remember who it was, who walked into the Agudah conference. I don't know which, there were two Gedoyim who walked into the Agudah conference together. So one wanted to go through the back door and sneak in so no one could see them. And the other one, I think it was Rav Moshe, I can't remember who it was. The Anovim, Anovim, Anovim said, no, we walk in straight and let people stand up for us. Why? Because our wives are here. I mean, Gerard, he was beyond it. He was totally unaffected by it. Therefore, he could do it for his wife. The other god felt it was too dangerous. The whole of Kladishol stands up for you when you walk in. There's a Ktzat Baya. When Abraham Kanievsky, Shulstag Nazuna, Raza, one of these meetings, when everyone stands up and starts singing and whatever, he said, Opa, shoot, how you doing this? What are you doing to the poor guy? No lif na'iva when it comes to COVID. You've got to give COVID, you've got to do what you have to do. And there's no lif na'iva. So you're potter from lif na'iva. Ah, he's got an nisoin now. All right, he's got an nisoin. Lif na'iva is an issa d'raisa. It's the only issa d'raisa that if you do what the Torah tells you not to do, you're not over. Watch carefully. It's a fascinating mitzvah. Lif na'iva is Lord Tita and Michshel lif na'iva. Don't place a stumbling block before the blind. If you put a stumbling block before the blind, you're not over lif na'iva. It's the only mitzvah in the Torah which you actually do what the Torah tells you not, you're not over. You might be over something else. It could be a whole bunch of mitzvah. If you put a blind guy's walking past and you put a brick in front of him so he can trip over it, you put an obstacle in his way, you could be over a whole bunch of mitzvah, but you're not over lif na'iva. You're not over lif na'iva. Lif na'iva is talking about halacha. It's not talking about putting an actual physical stumbling block in front of somebody. It's like giving wine to a nazir. A Nazi is not allowed to drink wine. You give him wine. Yeah? Give cigarettes to somebody or whatever. Yeah? There's whole halachas. I'm not going into the halachas shiv. All halachas. The Ike question is a fascinating sugi. And the Gemara is, what actually are you over when you're over lifna iva? Are you over a thing called lifna iva? Or are you over the thing that you tripped him up in? Are you over the issa? If you give wine to a Nazi, are you over the issa of a Nazi drinking wine? Or are you over a separate issa on its own called lifna iva? It's a discussion in the Gemara.
So it can translate lifna iva.
I just did. Don't place a stumbling block in front of the blind. Lifna iva, in front of a blind person, lo titen michshol. Don't place a obstacle. Back to our subject. I don't know how we even got into lifna iva. Totally off the subject. Not relevant to anything. It's not in Yonah the Yoima. Yeah. Fine. We said, okay, Vaita, we said, yeah, that those are the two Mashiachs that we know about. There's a Mashiach ben Yosef and a Mashiach ben David, and that we spoke about yesterday. We said further yesterday that the avoider today is definitely the avoider of the Yochid. Since Ruba the Ruba of the world today is not Shema Torah v'mitzvahs, the Derech of the Tzaddik is not relevant today because Ruba Derubah people are not going to Mishtachaveh to the Melech because there's no Am today, Kimat. Therefore, we're mitzaping the Mashiach ben David, who are Mashiach shel Yechidim. Kasher ein Am Echad amagales kovod Hashem, noitre Yechidim hanevokim leman pilsum Shem Hashem ba'olam. When there's no Am that is mefarsem covered Shemaim, then it's up to the Yochid, Bekol Mokom Bamokom, Shehu Nimtza, wherever he is, to be Mekadashem Shemaim, Ki Yochid V'on Yani. That's what we're waiting for. That's the Bale Tshuva, Shemokom Bale Tshuva, in Tzrei Gremre, etc. There's a lot to be spoken about. We spoke about it yesterday. And therefore we said, Namtzeinu Lamdin, Reish Ein Dalet at the top. Sheim Zutif Tafkideinu Beisa Zoysa Reish Ein Mokom Lamachleikas Ba'am. There can't be room for machlekes anymore in the nation. As we mentioned yesterday, the different divisions on the different approaches on different parts of the nation, the 12 stones who got together had a big battle, had a big argument, a fight. Where's the tzaddik going to put his head? Everybody wanted to be Yaakov's pillow. There's no room for that anymore. No room for that anymore. Completely mayuta. She can ein lanu atay ela is avoid the yochid, because all we have today is the void of the yochid. Machleke zu koyche yofi, kashi anu zukukim lakim es am v'tzavar. When you're trying to build an army, you're trying to build a nation, then all these different chalukim and the machlekes are more yafe. You need that. צבאמו גנו מסוד שקיימס בו מחלקס המצחץ חוד ביניהם במחלקס לשם שמיים. When you have a מחלקס לשם שמיים וכך מתחזק כל אחד בדרכי שלו, each one's מחזק, כל one's be better than the next one, a kinder safe מה בחוכמה, that's wonderful. אבל לא כן אתה שכפי הנראה עיקר עבודותינו היא עבודת היוחד, ובמילא אין מקום למחלקס ויצ נצחי ישראל. There's no room for it. You're not building an am now, you're building individuals. When Mashiach comes, he'll mold us into an am. He'll take all the little teapots of Shem and Zeiss, our marshal, yeah? And he'll make a big, beautiful, powerful flame from all those teapot. Right now, our job is to make sure that we put our tipah in the bucket. And why is there no room for machlekes when you're dealing with yachidim? Because every yachid is different. We'll have a machlekes because I'm different? Of course we're different. Of course we're different. Why are we different? Why are we different? ולכל יוחד ויוחד יש מוקם בעולמו של הקודש ברוך הוא, מה חוותו בעולמו? What's your chiyuv in your world? This doesn't ask you to work out what's your chiyuv in the whole world. What's your chiyuv in your world? You live in your own unique world. That doesn't mean you can be poyish min atzibu and you have nothing to do with the am. Avada, there's still place to be part of the am today. We're not completely, but in the avada is an avada of the yochid, and therefore there's no room for machlokes. You got to do what you want to do, and you got to do what you want to do. I think you're wrong, you think I'm wrong, so what? As long as we do it, we're part of the Machane Torah, as long as we understand we've been Oved Hashem.
No. Yeah, but then you're saying there could be thousands of Oved Hashem, all their own opinions.
B'chon.
They could be
100% wrong. That's between them and Hashem. What's it going to do with me? I have to do what I have to do to protect me, because that's part of my Oved Hashem.
But aren't you creating a conflict?
I'm not creating anything. Well, I'm living with Matthias. The conflict's been created. Yaakov Avinu had this worry. Yaakov Avinu was worried about what you worried about. Zelo bayah chadash. Of course, when you have a bunch of individuals and you have no leadership and you don't have a melech and you don't have an am, you're bordering on anarchy. In a chinami. In a chinami. No one said not. That's the danger. We'll see. Not possible. A chinami. The danger of the melech is everybody just becomes a groupie. And there's no room for individual expression. We need both.
We need both.
Right now we don't have both. As Malasot. The Holocaust was designed to take away that Musag and get us ready for Mashiach ben David. There's no Masori, there's no leadership, there's no nothing left. I mean, there is leadership if you want it. I was a kasher to get to. Not so poshut. People never had a problem going to their Rav. Pre the war, if you wanted to speak to your Rav, he was there, he was always available. How many people lived in the shtetl? 500 people, every shtetl, every place, every shul had a Rav who was a highly qualified Talmud Chacham Pesach. If he wasn't sure what to do, he would go to the Gadol Hador. But you didn't have 9,000 people standing outside the Gadol Hador's house every day. Everybody just wanted to speak to the Chofetz Chaim, just blondes in and spoke to the Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi Yitzchak Chochanan, you know, you got a Rabbi Yitzchak Chochanan. You got a Rav. Was your Rav accessible? Totally. Today you try and find time with the Rav. You try and find time with your Rav today. He's got an hour for you? He's got an hour for everybody every day? Where? Chap him just off the shachris while he's running down the stairs. He's going, and the poor Gedolim, leave them alone. Let them learn. Lots of people outside Rav Chaim's house every day. It's completely out of control. There's no leadership because it's inaccessible. The hours become very big. No one's got time for anything anymore. It's very hard to build a deep connection with a Rav. So why do you have to do that? I'm not giving anybody a hetia not to go and find a Rav. You have to work very hard at it, but most people don't. And then most people, makayim the mitzvah, aselacha Rav, aselacha. They make themselves the Rav and they do whatever they want. But when that's happening, you have to be careful. You have to protect yourself. You have to guard yourself. This is a multiple faceted business we're involved in. We're focusing on one of the shiroshim here that doesn't cut all the other way that you have to do. Can you send your child to that school? I don't know. Who's in charge of that school? If there's a problem in the school, is there someone to talk to? Is the school dealing and acknowledging the problems that exist? All the yechidim running around the school, everyone's doing their own thing. Is the school aware of and dealing with the problems, or the school denying that the problem? Huh? You want to send your daughter to a school? No? Are there iPhones in the school? Yes. Does the school know about it, acknowledge it, and dealing with it? Yes. Okay, then maybe there's what to talk about. If the school denies that there's a problem, and any girl that found it out and they get kicked out and the school doesn't know there's a problem, should you send your school there? Probably it's us, I don't know. I'm saying all these, but you have to do whatever you can to protect yourself as an individual. I mean, it doesn't point to the fact that our avoided today is uniquely the void of the yochid, not of the arm. We don't have an arm. We have a fragmented garment that looks like one of those patchwork quilts, you know, it's a little bit of different, everybody thinks he's right. And we still have Gedolim, we have to listen to them. We never ever became potter from listening to the Munus Chachomim. That became non-existent. Waiting towards Purim now, that is the avoider. Naseh v'nishma by the Chachomim. Sinai was the Kabbalah Satoira of Naseh v'nishma with Hashem. Purim was Naseh v'nishma by Munus Chachomim. It's the most ridiculous. I love that story. All right, maybe another time.
No.
We're not doing Purim now. It's Shlosh Yom Yom Lifnei Achag, you're right. Maybe you'll do a breakfast here out of it. I think I did once, no? How the Yidden never lynched Mordechai is for me the biggest miracle. The biggest miracle in the whole of Klal Yisrael. That the Yidden didn't lynch Mordechai. He did everything wrong. They warned him what was going to happen. They told him, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. He went and he did it, and then he blamed them. And everyone said, okay, you're right, we have to do tshuva. That's a niflum. Anyway, that remind me another time. Maybe another time. No one's spoken about that now. Yeah, but it needs chizuk, especially today. You can't imagine how relevant that shear is today. It answers many questions. It answers so many apikosas. There's so much kfira. That shear answers so much kfira. I think there's dozens of kfira that you can get rid of that shear. It's not mine. It's from Simcha Zissel. Tov. Fine. We mentioned yesterday as well that there's no families today that don't have some baltshuva, somebody who's become frum, somebody who's growing back, getting back into Yiddishkeit. We also mentioned, he doesn't, but Ham mentioned it. There's also hardly a family today that someone's gone off the derech as well. That's the koyach of the yochid, the koyach of the chiruv. Fine. Rav Dimi Omer. This is where I wanted to go from today. Shmoina Esrei Klalois Kilil Yishaya Es Yisrael. Yishaya Novi cursed Klal Yisrael with 18 Klalois. V'lon is Kroradaita at She'omaleim HaMikra Zeh. Now we should actually get this out and see it inside. Yehavu Hanar B'zoken V'hanikle B'nechbal. I don't know what that means. Anyone want to translate Yishaya Novi for me? No, don't all shout at once.
You've got the translation there. You've got a translation.
Oh, you have the translation. We got it. Whoa, Baruch, yeah, we got it. Now you wake up. Where you been? Oh, there we go. I knew this translation would be handy sometime. He cursed them with 18 curses. They didn't stop until he told them this pasuk. Yahavu hana bezoken. The youth will dominate over the elder. Vanekla benechbad, and the lowly over the respected. The youth shall domineer over the elder. Shocking, could never happen. And the lowly over the respected. Amaratzim, idiots, absolute poshut, the prosta, whatever. They telling the chachomim, the mochubaroim. Look at that, terrifying. The youth shall dominate over the elder and the lowly over the respected. You know when that started? Communist Russia. That was the beginning of that process. Communist Russia. In order to destroy religion, not just by the Yidden, by the Christians as well. Christianity was very strong in Russia. The Greek Orthodox Church was massively strong. You want to turn an entire nation into a bunch of atheists, you start with the kids. You turn the kids against the parents. That's what they did. That's when it started. The biggest crime in Russia was not to send your kids to school. The Yidden that didn't send the kids to the communist schools or whatever were the first persecuted, because we need to get your kids. Yishaya Novi Ayasain Israel. Yishaya Novi hated the Jewish people, cursing them. What's going on here? As the Maharal explains, Shetchilas Tzimchun Rikvon. The beginning of any sprouting of a plant, we mentioned this a few times here, is the disintegration of the seed. Because when the seed holds on to its tzura, nothing's going to grow. The seed has to rot. Yeah, you're all doing, you know, the little bit of the beam between the two pieces of cotton wool, and you watch it disintegrate, whatever, and then something starts bouncing out of it. Shum dova lo yitzmach achi azere yarkiv. Nothing grows until the seed disintegrates, rots. Hatzmicha shetavu acha kachinitzchis va'insreifis. The tzmicha, the sprouting that comes afterwards, is eternal. He einu hemshech shel ha'ovo. It's not a continuation of what was. Hamashiach tzarich la'avi lo'ilam or chadash. Mashiach is going to bring to this world a new light. Not a hemshech of light. It's a new light. But noisef le'or shekiblanu b'mayavad ha'sinai. In addition to the light we got at ha'sinai, Kol sham yared v'yared yivatzeh mokum lo'or chadash shiyer al tzion. Kol zman that gets darker and darker and darker, what you really do is creating place for this new light to shine. Kol zman you're still living off the old light, there's no place for the new light. Everything has to rot and disintegrate until there's nothing left, and then there's space for the new light. Yeah? That's clear?
Are you talking about light literally?
No, whenever we talk about the or, we're talking about it's used as a marshal. The or Hashem. Or Hashem. We don't know. The best marshal that Chazal used for when we're talking about Hashem is or, is light. Why light? Okay. No. Vayaras Hashem is a or ki toiv. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Yocheved saw a very bright light. You put on sunglasses, what's the problem? No. We're talking about a spiritual light. But the marshal for it is or, because or is the closest thing you can get to like a spiritual kind of a reyach, the smell. Yeah? She doesn't smell like kabonis. You know what I'm saying? It's using as a marshal because reyach, smell, is a very, very spiritual concept. Anyway. Be'echad ha-seminarim ha-rishonim shel arechim arachti chug bias the Yehudim she'enu shoyim Torah mitzvahs. In the early days of Arachim, he was very involved in the early days of the Kiruv movement. He organized a parlor meeting, whatever, for people who weren't shoyim Torah mitzvahs. La'acha kama leilot shel diyoinim v'rochochois kam echad mina mesubim v'sholoti. Rebbe. After, in those days you could have seminars for a week. Today, to get a guy and go away for one day for a 2-hour seminars came out impossible. You used to have whole week seminars. They used to be fighting and bashing, whatever, geschmack. Today, kam echad min ha-mesubim v'shol oti, Rebbe, ha'im ata ois et tikkun chatzos? Do you do tikkun chatzos? It's a bit of an unusual shalat to get from some Baal Tshuva that's dealing with Aristotle. And he's a chay et sabah shali, sha'yudi charedi, this Chiloni got up and said, I remember my Saba. Every night he used to get up and used to say, Tikkun Chatzos. Lo yochalti la'akhish es ha'uvde sheneini oirech Tikkun Chatzos. Lo yochalti la'akhish es ha'uvde שאינני עורך תיכן חצוי, שכן לילוס רבים היינו יחדיו כמעט עד אור הבוקר, הועסף ושואל, האם תיכן חצוי זה הלוכה? He couldn't, he's talking about him to the guy. I thought he's still talking about his Saba. I don't understand why he couldn't, if he would be Saba. So Rav Taba said, I couldn't tell him that yes, I do, because he's been with me for a couple of months, well past midnight, and I never said Tikkun Chatzos. So I had to admit that, Ken, I don't say Tikkun Chatzos. So he wanted to know, it's a halacha? Amati Ken, it's a halacha. Im kein himshich leshoyel, madur choshim lechan and kein is mitzvah Shabbos. So why do you care if I keep Shabbos? Tikkun Chatzos is a loch, you don't keep it. So what's happens? I won't keep Shabbos. What's the my nafkamina? Kumar Shati must stay in Tikkun Chatzos and I'm studying in Shmir Shabbos. Same way as you've got your special dispensation not to say Tikkun Chatzos, I have a dispensation not to keep Shabbos. There's a book over there, Rabchan Kanievsky's got 20 shalas on Tikkun Chatzos. How, when, what happens if you got this, what about this, what
is
about
everyone else is gonna put
the today, I don't know, we're knowing, I don't know, whatever, I'm not, everyone else. We've got the new Hechsha.
I just wanted to
know but that's for everybody. No one else is saying it, so why should I? I don't know. You have to ask your own personal shalas on the thing, if I did salah. Why is the Olam today not knowing to say it? There's reasons. There's some people that are annoyed to say it during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks. Some people are not even annoyed there. You have to clap our hate for not saying Tikkun Chatzos. I don't know, our lives are very different. Maybe people go to sleep at sunset, just after. Today we're going to, most of us are awake at Chatzos. It's Tikkun Chatzos. Some people are going to sleep at 11:30. You want to get up at 12:30, things they go back to sleep, whatever. There's all, whatever, the whole world's changed. Anyway, why we don't say Tikkun Chatzos today? We said, I don't know, but that's not the point. The point is this guy's got a really good question. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of halachas. You pick and choose, I'll also pick and choose, so I won't keep Shabbos. I'm happy to say Tikkun Chatzos this kid, only I'll tell you. I'll say Tikkun Chatzos with Shabbos, I'm not giving up my football. So how do you answer that? That's a very good question, huh? Anybody out there in Kiruv, you're going to be prepared for this, because it's going to happen sometime. There's something you're not keeping. I don't care how much of a Kiruv operator you are. And he's going to find it. He's going to ask you one day, so why do I have to keep Shabbos? If you're not keeping, you don't wear Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Because there I've got an excuse. Because there's a Tzadiki Olam where Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. I'm not one of the Tzadiki Olam, so that's good. The Tzadiki that wear them. Okay. As Hashavti lo Moshel Amar Dovadoyne. Ben Va'aviv Hayim Ha'alchim B'derech. V'ishon Laila V'afeila. But a father and a son walking in the depths of the dark of the night. The peta kopzu aleim shodedim ubachzorius rabo hibilu esav lamokum musd. These bandits jump upon them and cruelly take the father away to their hiding place. Halacha ben achre avi vakafot. Meshehuchna sa'av lecheder amar ben b'chutz v'gar b'bechi. The son followed them to where they took the father. They put him in the little prison cell or whatever. The son stood outside crying and crying. I showed them hikwe sa'av ache boyche b'kol godol. The father was crying. He was getting beaten. Shma ben es aviv v'egam hu mamara b'bechi. The son heard the father's crying, so he cried even more. Pona lava shodi v'ramru. Im adaboke tavilanu elef rubel nishrochores avicha v'yishuvel b'yisur. If by tomorrow morning you bring us 1,000 ruble, that's the Russian shodi. $1,000, piastres, whatever, we'll let him go. Nigava ben esdemoso v'ratz kol od ruchoi bo lahasig es koyfa nefesh. He wiped his tears, he's got job to do. And now there's a time for sitting and crying. He ran back to town, he started trying to collect the money, because he sends his obvious poksho adam berukhov shalu, avicha bebeitz kele. Nosun b'yat shodadim, madu aine mamara bebechi. I don't understand, your kid, your father's being held by kidnappers, by shodadim in a prison cell somewhere. Why aren't you crying? What are you doing? Heishiva ben, achen, kol alayle yatsa nafshi mitzara al aviv ayoshev b'mer tafaya kele. The whole night I cried because my father's in a dungeon somewhere. Ad achshav, mesheir ayoyim, but when the light's starting to shine, alay la'asu says, avadati b'mehirus u'be'ilus l'man shichruroi. Now I haven't got time to cry, now I have to go and free him. Sending out crying is not going to help. I have to go make ishtalus, I've got to get him out of there, I've got to get the money, I've got to go back, I've got to pay them, I've got to do everything I can. I need to lose a shell. I don't know if I would have thought of this, Marshall. Amnam b'dayrus shavur yoshvi yudim b'chatzos alayle b'bochal kol alagolus hashchira b'kol liba v'nafshom. It's true. Yidden used to sit on the floor. Napoleon even walked past the shul once, and people were sitting on the floor crying and moaning and chatzos. And he said, "This nation will never be destroyed." And they're still crying 2,000 years later with that kind of bitterness. In Achinami, the generations they would sit, they would come to the shuls in their homes, they would take off their shoes, they would sit, and they would say tikkun chatzos. Brought down in Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning. Achata, mutar leide la'avi koyf nefesh, la'avi oid void yudim tachas kanfei hashchina. Right now we have to bribe Hashem somehow. We have to pay the redemption money. Bring more and more yidden into Klal Yisrael. La'sof od tipes shemen zayzach. V'zeh mashayis anikan miday laila. That's what we do here every night. We out here busy macaroving people. I haven't got time for Tikkun Chatzos now, because now I'm busy running around trying to get the money that I need in order to bribe the Shonadim. Yitlak to echad leechad leman shmoi ba'ava zu avoid us a yochid v'zeh tafkidayne b'do bo metzapim anu l'bo shom Mashiach fin dobi. And that's our tachlis in this generation that's waiting so anxiously for David HaMelech, Mashiach bin David. Can I take two more minutes and we can finish? Nobody bought cake. And if we finish now, what are we going to learn tomorrow?
We can learn that safer that we're learning about the others.
I'll try and look at it tonight again. Okay.
Yeah. So we have found that very interesting.
It's very interesting.
Did you find interesting one on Moshe?
All right, so we'll finish that then tomorrow, and then we'll start. Okay.
What did all this to do with the original subject?